Good morning. How are you?
Are you in Nashville?
I am in Nashville, yeah.
You know, Chip, I'm going to try to keep this cool, but I can't help but talk to you as Deacon and think, you son of a gun, how could you do that to Raina?
Oh, man, you got to cut me some slack. I kind of went off the rails there when I found out, that she'd been lying to me for all those years.
This is great. And, of course, Chip, you play the role of Deacon on Nashville, which is coming back actually tonight. Are you loving the Nashville city? Because I know you're a big country music fan.
Absolutely am, and there's really no way to overstate that. I mean, I guess the best way to say it is I moved my family here. So we have a house here in Nashville, and this community embraced the show and embraced each one of us on it. And so we're doing the same. We love this town.
Well, the thing I like about you, man, is you're not a raw bone rookie. Like, you played Buddy in London and played before the Queen back in 93. Is that right?
Yeah, you are. That is very true. That was like sort of a bookend. That was one of the first things I got to do. I came out of college where I had been in a band and written music and played music, but I wanted to be an actor, and so I went out to Los Angeles, and within a year and a half, I got that amazing role playing Buddy live on stage, where I got to learn the acting a little bit while I supported myself with playing that music on stage in the show. So not only did I get to play for the Queen, Buddy and the Crickets, as we were there on that show, we got to go play at the White House for the first President Bush, and it was, for a young actor, it was an amazing ride, this sort of seems to be, as I said, the other kind of piece to that, where after all these years of acting, now I get to go back into the music again.
Oh, that's awesome, man. You wear it very well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's a role of a lifetime. I'm real blessed to get to play Deacon. It's a fun guy to play.
I know, I just want to ask you so many questions about the season. So I know you're not going to give us up anything, but I was reading a little bit about your biography on Wikipedia and all that. You are a diehard old school country fan. Like, I'm talking the Hank Jr., the Merle, the Lefty Frizzell, all that stuff.
Well, you know, that was true. I guess a lot of that goes to my dad, who, back in those, first of all, he grew up loving some of it. But then again, when it started kicking in back in the early 80s, I don't know, was it around then with the Urban Cowboy and all that, and Willie and Waylon, and it was kicking in strong again. You know, and that country music always, whenever it goes away, it always comes back strong. And we're in one of those times right now. So I grew up in that time. And so I learned all about the Grand Ole Opry and all these things. My father's not with us anymore, but I know he's watching somewhere and just blown away by this ride that I'm getting to take right now. And it means more because of what he put in me back in those days.
He'd be very proud of you. What song did you perform at the Ryman Auditorium?
Right Back Home, which was the first song I did on the show there at the Bluebird. It was the right one to play, because that's one of the first time I ever get to play as part of the Grand Ole Opry. They do the thing during the Christmas season. The Grand Ole Opry moves from the Opry House there to the Ryman, and that was the first song that Deacon got to sing. So it made sense that would be the first one I would sing there at the Ryman. But man, oh man, to stand on that same stage where I had heard stories of Hank and all the greats, all you can do is hang on for dear life. And the only thing that helps you through it, to be honest, is you're surrounded by the single most talented and kind performers you'll ever meet. Those people are not only a part of that, but they're part of our show as well. We use the very best, and they make us feel welcome. And as I say, I wouldn't have been able to survive that otherwise. There's only you can take in terms of good news and good things. And so I survived it. God bless.
So, Chip, let me ask you, did you go out the back door, go have a beer at Tootsie's, and then go eat at Jack's Barbecue when you were done?
I can guarantee you we did go to Tootsie's. I don't know if I got any barbecue that night. I have other nights, but we did indeed go to Tootsie's right after that. And that whole street right there, Broadway, that's something else. The music you can get to listen in a one square block, it's everybody that comes here, they can't even believe it. There's not just a band in every place you go to. Tootsie's has two bands. There's one down below, and there's one up in the back. And yeah, if you're going to do the town, you got to do the town right.
Well, we're going to be down there come CMA time, and Charlie and I are giving you an open invitation. We'll spring for a couple beers at Tootsie's for you.
Oh, is that a promise?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds great. We really appreciate you guys and all your support. We love the show, and every one of us loves country music and being a part of it now because of the show.
Now, wait, before you go, look, just tell us right now, are you and Raina going to have lots of babies and live happily ever after, or what?
Wouldn't that be funny if I just downloaded every single thing that was going to happen? You would sit there with your jaw hanging like, wow, he told us everything. To be honest, I wish I could do that just to blow your mind like that, but I have no idea where they got us going. That's the thing about writers. They don't tell you everything. It's kind of like, God in the future. He doesn't share that part. So I barely have any ahead of where you are. I got a little bit because we got about 5 episodes in the bank. But all I can tell you is we don't waste time. We start right in the truck and find out what happened. We actually have some flashbacks to show Raina and Deacon when they first were together a couple years back. And those are just shot so lovely. And it's a nice little bit of brightness in what is a tough, couple episodes for Deacon and Raina. So I got that first script, and I knew they were doing it right already. So I can't wait to see what everybody thinks.
Okay, now in the upcoming, I know you played a Klingon, Star Trek to the Next Generation. Just real quickly here, is Raina going to have an affair with a Klingon?
Oh.
I can guarantee you that will not happen. I tell you what, we would certainly get some press from that, but I don't think they're going to go there. It might not be Deacon. We'll see where she goes.
I had to ask that.
Goodbye, Chip. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
All right. Beaming out.